They reached the boys, Fox's.
Dave, the governor of Thailand's Chiang Rai province, calling the discovery of the team a spectacular success. They're all said to be in a stable condition, and families have been celebrating.
Today is the best day. I've been waiting for my son for so many days. The first thing I'll do is hug him.
But a complex rescue lies ahead. Having been trapped by heavy rains, the Thai interior minister says the boys may need to learn to dive before they can leave, or they could be kept in place until the rainy season ends. But that's likely to be months. Dave?
Simon, President Trump's been tweeting a lot, criticizing Democrats, talking up the economy, defending ICE, and writing the situation with North Korea is going well. No rocket launches or nuclear testing in 8 months. But Secretary of State Pompeo will go later this week for more talks amid reports North Korea is secretly still doing nuclear weapons work. The president has two or three more interviews to go before deciding who to nominate for the Supreme Court. He tweeted he met with four very impressive people yesterday, as Press Secretary Sarah Sanders just told Fox.
Tremendous intellect, someone who will stick to upholding the Constitution, and somebody who has great judicial temperament. Those are the big things the president is looking for in a candidate.
The Senate's Democratic leader opposes all the possible justices on the president's shortlist, fearing abortion's legalization could be in jeopardy. Chuck Schumer's urging people to tell their senators not to support the nominee. If you're one of those who needs coffee to get going in the morning, sip on this. A new study of 500,000 British coffee drinkers found they were 10 to 15% less likely to die over their 10-year period compared to those who don't drink coffee. Fox News, fair and balanced.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 3030 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3030.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and install fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
There's a lot of concern about abortion rights as the president decides who to pick for the Supreme Court. And one law restricting abortion pills in Arkansas remains on hold.
The law requires Arkansas doctors who provide abortion pills to hold a contract with another doctor who has hospital admitting privileges. The admitting physician would have to agree to handle any complications resulting from the medication. The judge granting a preliminary injunction Monday, less than an hour after the 14-day restraining order against the law expired, the state attorney general vowing to appeal. Planned Parenthood and another clinic in Little Rock stopped offering abortion pills because of the restriction. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
The case against Harvey Weinstein grows. He is now a third accuser, leading to charges in New York for the former movie producer, who still denies the allegations.
Weinstein, up to now, has denied every allegation against him, from the dozens of women who have accused him of sexual misconduct. The latest indictment is the third Weinstein officially faces. He will appear in court on this new charge on July 9th. Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr. has not identified this latest accuser, but has called the offense among the most serious under New York law.
That's Fox's Grinnell Scott. A sheriff's deputy in Florida shoots an alligator.
After getting chased by the gator, Jordan Broderick climbed a tree to escape. Her mom called 911.
It's an emergency. My daughter's stuck in a freaking tree. There's gators surrounding her. We can't get her out. Police are 15.
Jordan was desperately hanging on to a limb for half an hour. That's when Lake County Sheriff's Deputy Mitch Blackman arrived. Sheriff's Office spokesman Sergeant Matt Farner says Blackman opened fire.
Deputy actually said the gator started coming towards him and hissing at him. So at that time, he went ahead and did what he had to do.
After getting hit, the animal sank back into the water and didn't reemerge.
That's Tom Rigotti. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Hey, good morning. It's the 3rd of July, and we check our local news this morning, brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal, in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. 39-year-old Richard Ashley of Danville will spend the rest of his life behind bars for sexually assaulting a girl he babysat over a three-year period. Ashley was given three consecutive 30-year prison terms. Bond was set at $750,000 for 19-year-old Rayonte Williams of Champaign, charged Monday in connection with a shooting about 2 weeks ago. United Airlines has canceled service to Willard Airport barely a year after beginning service to the University of Illinois-owned facility. Willard Executive Director Gene Cossey confirmed the cancellation Monday, blaming a nationwide pilot shortage. Champaign County Crime Stoppers needs your help solving the alleged theft of clothing by three women from a store at Marketplace Mall. Police said that at about 5:10 p.m. Tuesday, June 12th, they took about $1,000 worth of clothing from the Macy's on North Neal Street. We're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
We're your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Hi, this is Justin Gensler. What makes us your 217 team? Well, you get two experienced mortgage specialists, myself and David Nelson. We have one convenient location in downtown Champaign at 217 South Neal, and we're available for you 7 days a week. Call 217-530-4350 or visit IllinoisNationalBank.com. When you plan to buy your next home, go with the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 47721. David's NMLS is 1718338. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
All right, here's your weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Floors, from simple to simply magnificent. Two locations, Village at the Crossing in Champaign, also on Cunningham at Kerr in Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. Very happy to have in our studio my daughter Grace, who has not been here for a while because she's been a bit busy. The new Miss Illinois, headed to Miss America in a couple of months. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Fine. If there's ever a reason to watch the YouTube channel today, there's
actually, oh my gosh,
actually a reason to view us because she's in the studio. All right. Well, what's the weather?
Yes, so today, it's a chance of rain, 50-50, with a high around 90. 4th of July, yay! Yeah. Partly sunny, humid, with a high around 90. And Thursday, it's pretty hot and humid, with a high around 93, and cooling to the 80s on the weekend, and currently 72.
ESPN, 93.5.
Hey, getting you guys on with Rachel.
Yeah, we're going to talk to Rachel, who's live in New York City. Rachel Sutherland, Fox News. This is the story. Mexico has a left-leaning...
I think he's going to try and do very hard. I think he's going to try and help
president.
Us with border. We have unbelievably bad border laws, immigration laughs, the weakest in the world, laughed at by everybody in the world.
Hey, Rachel, are you there?
Yes, good morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Rachel Sutherland at Sutherland Fox. My daughter Grace is here.
Good morning.
Hello. Hi, Grace. How are you?
Great. How are you?
She's been busy.
I'm doing well.
Rachel, she was crowned Miss Illinois. She's going to Miss America.
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
And I think she's coming to New York in July, and I think Crystal's going to do a podcast with her. So I think Gracie gets to go to Fox News. That'll be fun.
Yeah, sounds like an exciting time you have coming. Crystal's great.
Oh, yeah. I've heard. Yes, I'm very excited.
All right, so we've got left, and then we've got Donald Trump. How's that work?
This is interesting because even though this new president-elect of Mexico, Andres Manuel López Obrador, as other people are calling him, AMLO for short, is that he ran a populist campaign. He's known as a firebrand. So in some respects, he's very similar to President Trump, but at the same time, you point out, he's a leftist. So Mexicans decided they wanted to go in another direction. They are often campaigning, candidates do, on the end of corruption in the Mexican government. And then Mexicans are disappointed continually when the next one comes up and there's corruption in the government. So I think there's high hopes for AMLO, but at this point, it's unclear. The question is, how will he work with President Trump? We do know that they had about a half-an-hour conversation on the phone yesterday. They talked about border security, trade, the North American Free Trade Agreement. The president saying, I think the relationship will be a very good one. But I don't know. I'm foreseeing maybe some Twitter war and things like that.
So how do you think this will affect immigration?
Well, that's the big question because there's been a lot of concern about this influx over the border. But in this case, our understanding is that a lot of these folks are coming from Central America. It's not necessarily a rising tide of Mexicans coming. But maybe the president could talk to AMLO about Mexico securing their border a little better on the southern end. So that could help stem the tide. So there's a lot of different directions that this could go. I think that Mexico definitely wants to keep a good trade relationship with the United States. They don't want to be worried about losing that.
Yeah, because didn't he say in the campaign, what do you call him, Amway?
AMLO,
okay.
Because his name.
Amway is what I remember. AMLO. Didn't he say in the campaign it was a human right to get to come to America?
Well, you know, he is a leftist. So you got to figure that he's not going to be big into having closed borders. You know, I don't know if I told you, I crossed the border a few weeks ago just to do it, cross the pedestrian bridge from Laredo.
Yeah.
Into Nuevo Laredo. Nobody checked anything.
Wow.
Nobody.
What if you'd been arrested in handcuffs and we couldn't have talked to you?
Well, then I would be doomed because I found out later that area is under a level 4 State Department travel advisory, and they're basically saying, Americans, if you go there and something happens to you, we may not be able to help you.
What are you, sent to Geraldo Rivera? What are you doing?
I don't know. It just seemed like the thing. I was in the area. It seemed like the thing to do. I'm glad I did it.
You need a day off. Come on, man. What are you thinking? It's crazy. All right, so the point is, you weren't checked.
No, I came through. So I come through. I mean, it's a pedestrian bridge, so there's a lot of people going back and forth between these two cities. They're almost like one area. But I came through onto the Mexican side, and there was, like, one guy there in fatigues with a rifle or something. Then over to the right, there were some women checking bags. And I kind of gave them a look, do you want to check my bag? And they just waved me on through.
Wow.
I could have been just anybody.
Wow. Okay. We probably need more security, huh?
Well, when I came back through, of course, TSA was, you know, or Border Patrol, who, you know how you come back into the United States. They asked if I had anything to declare. But they didn't check my bag or anything.
Yeah.
So I could have had contraband. In fact, when I was walking up and down the main drag there, there were a lot of guys kind of calling out to me, Pharmacia, Pharmacia. And it wasn't so that I could get some Tylenol or anything,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Right.
And what do you think, how is this going to affect Central America?
Well, Central America, a lot of folks in that area are in crisis, and it's very unfortunate. You look at Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras. Interestingly, Costa Rica and Panama are doing just fine. It makes you wonder why some of these folks aren't fleeing south, and maybe they are. But Costa Rica does take some asylum type of folks, but a lot of countries, I mean, Trump is right in some respects in that they have tight border security. When I went to Costa Rica, I understood that I could only be there a certain amount of time or I was going to get arrested, you know?
Yeah.
And other nations have that kind of, they don't have open borders.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess time will tell, but it's a fascinating dynamic. Plus, the president got on the horn with AMLO and they had a nice talk, and maybe all that stuff said on the campaign was stuff for the campaign.
Maybe, and we'll see. It could be that, there's discussion about could President Trump go to Mexico City? Could there be some kind of a summit? It's all new right now, and I think that just there needs to be time to let this develop and see how it goes.
Hmm. Okay. September 9th on ABC, you need to be rooting for Miss Illinois.
I will. Oh, I'm so excited, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Rachel, you're the best. That's Sutherland Fox to follow. Rachel Sutherland, we appreciate you. All right, BSBN 93.5, 714. You ready for some sports?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Daughter Grace is here, Miss Illinois. You want to text in anything? You may at 359-2255. Always love hearing from you, whatever your thoughts on our discussions of any kind. Text in 359-2255. Here's Grace and sports.
The St. Louis Cardinals looked good last night. Here's your Redbird recap.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. Plan your fun today. at TravelWisconsin.com.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and last night in the desert, the Cardinals put up four in the first inning, two on a base hit by Yadier Molina. Jed Jerko and Jairo Munoz drove in runs. Then back-to-back home runs by Molina and Jerko in the sixth inning helped the Cardinals beat the Diamondbacks 6-3.
Great to see the Cardinals get off on the right foot offensively. Carlos Martinez gave up a run in the first inning. He was a little shaky, but then he settled down, picked up his fifth victory. Bud Norris closed it out later on in the ninth, save number 16.
The Cardinals committed one error, but I thought they looked better in every facet of the game.
They were moving very well on the base paths. They were moving very well defensively. Colton Wong, even though he made the Cardinal error yesterday, he had a very nice game defensively.
So the Cardinals win round one of the three-game series in the desert, beating the Diamondbacks 6-3. Tonight, it's Jack Flaherty against Zach Greinke on the air at 7:45 Central.
Hi, folks. This is Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett, and I was just wondering, have you ever had the feeling that you're right at home, even when you're miles and miles away? Well, that feeling has a name, Gemütlichkeit, and you'll find it when you visit Wisconsin. From the minute you arrive, it's all about friendship, warmth, and good cheer. That's Gemütlichkeit, and that's Wisconsin. Go to TravelWisconsin.com and let the Gemütlichkeit begin.
The Chicago Cubs has the day off and will open a series at Wrigley this afternoon against the Detroit Tigers. The Cubs start the day one game out behind Milwaukee in the Central Division. First pitch at 1:20 and heard on US 105.9. The Fighting Illini basketball team have another big man on their roster. Brad Underwood has signed Adonis De La Rosa, who spent the last
big
2 years at Kent State.
Yeah.
He's a second grad transfer that Coach Underwood has signed after Mark Alstork. The 7-foot, 260-pounder is coming off ACL surgery and probably won't be available until December.
Yeah.
The Golden
7-foot, 262.
That'll
block out part of the sun.
No kidding.
Well, you need a big fella in there, so it's good.
The Golden State Warriors have added center DeMarcus Cousins in a one-year, $5.3 million deal. That means the reigning NBA champions now have five NBA All-Stars in their starting lineup. That's your sport.
Yeah, I'm amazing. Well, I mean, how do you beat Golden State? They got five All-Stars. Not fair. I don't know why. You can just load it up. Just get the best people. What the heck? All right, it's 717, ESPN 93.5. Grace is with us. She's been kind of a regular over the last year, but we haven't talked to her in a while. Things have changed. We'll get into that a little bit as we go. We'll talk to her about what happened and some more details with Miss Illinois. By the way, tomorrow we'll be up in Rantoul for their parade.
Yes, very excited.
Grand Marshal. Grace gets to be Grand Marshal up in Rantoul at 9:30. Mm-hmm. And then we scoot back to Champaign for the Freedom Celebration. You had options, apparently, all over the state, but you really wanted to be here?
Yes. I haven't been able to do too much yet right in my hometown. So I decided, you know, on the 4th of July, I want to celebrate with the people that have been so sweet in celebrating me and responsive. And I'm just looking forward to being able to be here.
Yeah, we're going to be entry number 23 in the parade tomorrow. And so if you come out to the parade, wave at Grace. We'll be in Ben Quattrone's BMW blue convertible, which I get to pick up today and maybe drive around.
A little fun.
Those are pretty fun vehicles. Anyway, you can go buy it at BMW. In fact, buy it after the parade, and then it's kind of a celebrity car after Grace was in it.
Oh, my gosh, yes. They have been the best in supplying me with a beautiful car for the year, and I'm so excited to continue to working with them.
Yeah, Civic, Honda Civic, a beautiful white vehicle. Let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 34 years at wattscopy.com.
There's a 50-50 chance of rain today with a high around 90. For the 4th of July, it's partly sunny and humid with a high around 90. And Thursday, it's hot and humid with a high around 93. It's cool into the 80s on the weekend, and it's currently 72.
All right, that's your weather. Check your Fox Business Minute, brought to you by Eric Boland and Rob Meyer over at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric and or Rob at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. 4th of July week, whole bunch of people off work. That's fun. Hope you're having a good one, ready for a nice, hot, steamy 4th tomorrow. We'll be right back, 720 ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Network. Multiple reports say Facebook is being investigated by the Justice Department, Securities and Exchange Commission, and FBI over its sharing of user information with Cambridge Analytica. A Facebook spokesman says we are cooperating with officials in the U.S., U.K., and beyond. Could big changes be coming at Campbell's? The company includes its iconic soup brand, plus V8 Juices, Pepperidge Farm, Swanson, Snyder's, Lance Snacks, and Prego. The New York Post says activist investor Dan Loeb is looking into hiring a bank to explore a sale of the company. Futures are higher. The NYSE closes at 1 p.m. Eastern time today for the July 4th holiday. The Dow Jones Industrials added 35 yesterday. NASDAQ added 57. The S&P was up 8. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
You don't remember days, you remember moments. But when the old tapes and photos that hold your cherished memories degrade, or worse, you lose them, they're gone forever. Hi, I'm Nick Mako.
And I'm Adam Baselager. We started Legacy Box to help you preserve those irreplaceable moments.
Load your Legacy Box with your old tapes, film, pictures, and audio, and send them in. You'll get them back on DVD or a convenient thumb drive.
Visit LegacyBox.com/USA. And for a limited time, you'll get 40% off your order. LegacyBox.com/USA.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the big picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Between summer heat and summer bugs, your lawn has its hands full. And it doesn't even have hands. Scott's Turf Builder with SummerGuard at the Home Depot can help. Right now, for 20% off. SummerGuard feeds your lawn with nutrients while killing summer bugs like ticks, fleas, and ants. So, lend a hand. Get Scott's Turf Builder with SummerGuard. Right now, 20% off. And only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
I'm going to go into Honda BMW today. Always fun. And after the Miss Illinois pageant, I went and said, Ben, my daughter won. What about a car? And he said, you know, this is really exciting. Let's see what we can do.
Wow.
And lo and behold, Honda BMW Champaign, the official provider of the Miss Illinois 2018 vehicle. I'm going to go over there later today and see Ben Quattrone. They are a Honda President's Award-winning dealership. You want to see what that looks like? Stop by. They're off Neil at Burwash, and they're just really, really, really good at what they do. To get a Honda President's Award means you're a top 10% dealer in the country for Honda.
I believe it. It's spectacular in there. It's the service is unbelievable.
Yeah. It's a Honda BMW. DriveChampaign.com. Check their website. It's really good. But if you're looking for a vehicle, pre-owned or new, they've got it. Honda BMW, DriveChampaign.com, DriveChampaign.com. Okay, we're going to talk a little bit more about what's ahead for Grace coming up in the fall for the Miss America. But Marie Polk has joined us from the Freedom Celebration. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, we're good. We're doing great. Daughter Grace is here.
Good morning.
Good to have really you. Excited that the 4th of July is tomorrow, and we're getting everything set up for it. We're looking forward to a spectacular day and some wonderful events.
Well, what do you have? What's the lineup?
Well, the lineup will be this. The morning starts off with our 5K race walk. We always have that, have hundreds and hundreds of people from the community and outside the community participate in that. We have a youth run for the kiddos at 8:30. The 5K race walk is at 9:05. And then, of course, everyone looks forward to the parade. The parade steps off at 11:05 a.m. And last I checked, we had about 124 entries.
Wow. That's a good That's a good lineup. That'll be fun. I think we're in number 23. We're excited to be part of it tomorrow, Marie. So there'll be, I asked Karen Foster, I said, there's going to be 100,000 people in this thing. And nobody's really counted, but there's a lot of people that'll line with no rain or anything in the forecast tomorrow. There'll be a lot of people staking out their spot.
Absolutely. Cautionary note, just be sure to drink plenty of water. Be sure to get there a little bit early so you can find, like, the perfect spot for viewing. Also keep in mind, Stevie, something that we do every single year is that we have a seniors tent. So seniors are welcome to come and visit the tent. There are usually refreshments and cookies and things like that so that they can view the parade but also enjoy it under the tent where the temperatures will be a little bit lower.
That's awesome. So, of course, we're all excited about fireworks. So what's the structure and schedule of that going to look like?
So we start the evening at 7 p.m., and we have, again, the Nickel and Dime Band will be performing, so live music and entertainment. There are food vendors. Other things for families, that all kicks off at 7. Look for the fireworks spectacular to start about 9:15 p.m. It'll be a wonderful show. We have Melrose Pyrotechnics working on that again this year. Always a great opportunity to come out and see a spectacular fireworks show in Champaign-Urbana.
Yeah, we love it. And Crystal McCullough, our friend's going to do the national anthem.
Yes,
that's kind of fun.
Exciting, yes.
That'll be great. Well, Marie, good work. We thank you for all your hours of volunteerism. It's awfully good of you to do this.
You know, we thank you. We absolutely could not make this happen without sponsors like you. So we so appreciate everything all of our community sponsors do to make it happen. We've been doing this now for 69 years. Wow. How amazing is that? It's a staple in the community and a great event. So thank you to all our sponsors and our volunteers.
Well, we appreciate you, Marie Polk. Thanks so much, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right, Marie Polk, a little on the Freedom Celebration of our full lineup of stuff. Weather's going to be fine. Going to be hot, but that's 4th of July.
That's the 4th of July.
4th of July. All right, so it was less than a month ago. We were down in Marion, Illinois for the Miss Illinois. Grace was competing, trying to win a crown that would send her to Miss America. And the whole week, I mean, you went into this really prepared. I mean, you were really, really ready for this. What did you do to prepare?
Yes. Well, the part of the Miss America organization that's really special is, and the difference, actually, that makes it different from any other pageant system is it's 35% talent. So a huge component of my preparations was my talent. And that's truly all thank you to Art in Motion and the Trimble family. They enabled me to be my best and to walk away just from the talent portion with over $1,500 in scholarships, yeah, just from a minute and 30 seconds of a performance.
Because you won overall talent.
Because yes. Yeah, right. And they enabled me to do that. But also, along with that, it was staying up to date with all current events and news and understanding my own perspective of it and my own opinion of it, because there's 25% of your score is a private interview, and that's set up a lot like a press conference.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's onstage question and evening gown and swimsuit, so there's a whole lot of physical preparation that went into swimsuit as well as being the best that I could be conditioned-wise for my talent. But overall, it was a family affair, and I decided you make a decision after you qualify for state. You can do this half-heartedly, or you can do it completely and ready to go and go in with the best chance to get your chance at the Miss America stage. And that's what we did with all the help of my family and my community. And it took a village. I know everyone says that, but it 100% does. Yeah. And I've been so blessed with one of the best.
Your mama made your costume, the,
yes,
the
from scratch
dance outfit, and it's going to be the same.
On the Miss America stage.
It's a beautiful white with sequins. It's just beautiful.
yes.
Okay, and remember when we were talking about current events and it was late one night, I asked you, you know, what your reason was. I mean, it takes a lot of focus and hard work, but what was your why? And I asked you that, and you told me what?
Yes. Well, there was definitely many moments in the preparation process where it gets exhausting, and so you have to remember why you're doing this. And my why, it drove back to one summer where I had the opportunity to serve on a dock. And on the dock, I was a sailing and kayak instructor. And every week, we had a new wave of a high school group of campers. And it was kind of the social hub. It was the place to go, and you'd always go with your friends. And it was kind of a cliquey area where all the friends would gather and then kind of come and go all together. Well, one week, at the very beginning of the week, I noticed a young lady who came, and she came to the dock by herself. So that made her stand out first, but then she sat in the corner of the dock, and she stayed for several hours. I didn't think much of it on the first day, and then the second day, around the same time, she again came by herself and sat right in the same corner of the dock. And so that day I decided I would ask if I could take my seat next to her. And so I did, and I took my seat next to her on the corner of the dock, and we had some of the most remarkable and real conversations. And it was as if she was understanding and her whole life was unraveling kind of for the first time for herself. And so over that time period, we took time to recognize the value that she had in this world and that she had a role to play and that she mattered. And it was a conversation that she needed to hear but didn't know and was too intimidated by the content of that conversation to be able to have it any other time before. So my goal and my dream was going into Miss Illinois, now as Miss Illinois and vying for the title of the next Miss America, is for the opportunity to go and sit next to every young lady or every individual who sits in the corner of the dock and to help them recognize the value in their voice and the role that they play and that they matter.
Hmm. It's wonderful. Now, your title of your platform for Miss America is?
Yes, it's You Matter, Mental Health Education for Our Youth.
Yeah.
So it's focusing, it's kind of grabbing the bull by its horns and addressing what needs to be addressed and making sure that the well-being of our youth is in good hands and that we're heading in the right direction and we're destigmatizing the discussion so that we can be as healthy as we can be mentally, and that affects everything else.
I hope you get to talk to every school in the state in
that
the next
year. That would be a
dream.
I'd love that.
And for those listening that would like Grace to appear, you can start with me, but she has people.
Isn't that crazy?
We have to go through the channels, but yes. Certainly you can reach out. You can text me here on the show, 359-2255. She'd love to speak to your group, organization, school about mm-hmm. this.
Yes.
Because it's much needed, hits a nerve when you're talking about lonely children, kids, mm-hmm. young people that feel mm-hmm. alone, and the fact that they matter, and then to destigmatize perhaps a little bit.
Yes.
And not be afraid to say it's okay to talk to somebody.
Yeah. And every individual, especially in our time of development and as high schoolers, middle schoolers, elementary students, everyone needs to remember and be and believe for themselves that they have a role to play and that they matter. And to know that there's resources available to them and that there's help, hope, and healing. If they're not feeling, you know, well on a daily basis, and if they're noticing a trend in their behavior and how they're feeling, mm-hmm. that there's help and it's okay not to be okay. And that they, no matter what, play a role and they matter.
It's Miss Illinois. Well, text me 359-2255. For anything about that or Grace getting out and around, I hope that we can get her to as many schools as possible to speak to the kids. It'd be really, really powerful. 732 ESPN 93.5.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Food and supplies have been brought to a boys' soccer team in Thailand found stranded in a flooded cave system. As for a rescue plan, U.S. Air Force Captain Jessica Tate tells Sky News.
They've been isolated, dark, no food. There's not only like physiological considerations, but probably psychological considerations.
The 12 kids and their coach may end up having to swim out with guides and diving equipment or wait weeks for the rainy season to end. They've been trapped since June 23rd. Another member of the Trump administration's confronted at a restaurant, a teacher named Kristen Mink telling EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt having lunch in D.C.
I just wanted to resign.
For the good of the environment and the country, she says. She was holding her 2-year-old son while her husband recorded video that she then posted on social media. Pruitt said nothing. White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders was kicked out of a restaurant in Virginia last month. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A local grocery store is in jeopardy after police say two employees stole thousands of dollars. The community is working on a plan to help the owners recover what they lost and save a lot. Zia Glascott and Brandy Johnson are both charged with 4 counts of theft. Surveillance footage captured 2 bank robberies, but just 1 suspect. The first heist happened at First State Bank on Windsor and Neal in Champaign on Friday afternoon. The second holdup happened about 20 minutes later at Chase Bank in downtown Champaign. Authorities believe it's the same guy. Authorities have announced a drug bust, which included the arrest of Eddie Ramirez of Paxton. He's charged as the ringleader of a group police say funneled millions of dollars worth of cocaine into central Illinois. 17 others tied to Ramirez have also been arrested. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
Your days are busy. It's hard to find time to plan your dream retirement or ensure you're doing enough to save for tomorrow's needs. With over 145 years of strength and service in our communities, Busey is the ideal partner to ensure your dreams become reality. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It seems like in every home, there's at least one room that's either too hot or too cold. Well, it doesn't have to be that way. Mitsubishi Electric has your comfort solution. Mitsubishi Electric cooling and heating systems are up to 40% more efficient with no ductwork and whisper quiet. Individual room control, giving you the freedom to find your perfect comfort level and save money, too. Make your whole home comfortable again. See Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing for your comfort solution. And live better.
Hi, I'm Troy Lance from Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Lance is your local Mitsubishi Electric Diamond dealer. Our technicians are experts at solving your comfort needs, one room or your whole house. Let us show you how a Mitsubishi Electric Heating and Cooling System can save you money now. Your comfort is our priority. Call Lance today at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at LanceInc.com. I'm Troy Lance, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Flooring Surfaces is your source for the best floors in Central Illinois. And during the Summer of Savings, we're thanking our customers with no sales tax for the month of July. Purchase a new floor, and we'll pay the tax for you. See store for details. If you're looking for that wow factor, Flooring Surfaces has a beautiful showroom filled with the latest fashions in flooring. And if you're on a budget, carpet short rolls or discontinued tile is up to 70% off regular price. You'll find your next floor and pay no sales tax during the Summer of Savings at Flooring Surfaces, 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
Golf season is here, and Willow Pond Golf Course in Rantoul is where to be. Enjoy East Central Illinois' most improved course, great food, and a great atmosphere, all for a great price, and take in historic scenic views of the former Chanute Air Force Base. Monday through Friday, golf for just $25 and $30 on Saturday and Sunday, both including a cart. Baby boomers 60 years and older can take advantage of the weekday special, a round and a cart for $20. Book your tee time today at Willow Pond Golf Course. Call 893-9000. Or willowpondgolf.com. Sounds like a firework as we get ready for our weather. ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Today, there's a 50-50 chance of rain with a high around 90 for the 4th of July. Yay! It's partly sunny and humid with a high around 90, nice and toasty. And Thursday, it's hot and humid with a high around 93. This weekend, it's cooling off to the 80s, and it's currently 72.
Well, let's get an ER doctor in here, an expert in functional medicine, celebrating safely. How to avoid the most common reasons for emergency room visits this 4th of July. It's Dr. John Rowland here on the show with us. Hey, doctor, how are you?
I'm fine. Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July. Good to have you here. Okay, so what do you see? I'm obviously thinking fireworks, problems, don't light that fuse. What?
Listen, there is a milieu of things. We're getting together. We're barbecuing. We're cooking outside. We have young and old. We're outside. This is the reason I became an emergency room doctor. This is a great recipe for accidents and things to happen.
So what about alcohol? I feel like that would play a role on this holiday.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great, that's a great point. After you drink the alcohol, then it's time to ride the bull. You know, I can't tell you.
Oh, goodness.
Those things that happen from that. So, you know, the best way to avoid that is to do a little event planning before the event. Because alcohol can be a problem. Fireworks can be a problem. But if you plan it ahead of time and kind of anticipate who's going to be there and what access to alcohol there's going to be, most of the time you can kind of corral that and control it. So just taking a few moments planning out the event beforehand really helps avoid those problems.
But you like being an ER doctor?
Oh, I love it.
How about jumping off a bridge with a bungee cord? Do you like that too, you thrill seeker? Well, I don't get it.
Well, I have done my share of thrill seeking, but no, I haven't done the bungee thing. but when it comes to being adult around the 4th of July, I have found that I'm not the best adult to be around. I'm more likely to say, yeah, that's a good idea. Go ahead and throw those black hats under granddad's chair.
Yeah, that's good.
So have you seen it all in the ER room?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I can't tell you how many times I've seen kids and young adults with hand injuries deciding, you know, I wonder if it hurts if I let it go off in my hand.
Oh, good Lord.
Really? That is a recurring injury.
You got to be. They're not doing that without a bunch of beer, though. Nobody would do that. I mean, that's unbelievable. Wow.
Oh, it happens. Well, young adults just don't have the perspective that, you know, you really could get hurt doing that.
All right, so you're working on the 4th then?
I am.
Okay, and in Dallas, it's always busy, correct? Whatever hospital you're at, always busy.
Listen, this is one of those few holidays that, as an ER doctor, you're really juiced to go in.
Wow.
Because the stories that occur with this are just priceless.
Mm. Well, and it's kind of triage sometimes. You have to pick which is the worst.
Well, you know, fortunately, most of the injuries aren't too bad. And, you know, a few stitches here, you know, a broken arm there. And most people you're walking out without too much of a problem.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, when we have severe injuries or... And, of course, we have car wrecks and things that we have to handle, too. So it is a constant triaging situation. I mean, that really is the process of treating the most injured first.
Okay. Well, again, common sense, be careful, all those things we tell people, but inevitably stuff does happen.
Yeah, but this is a great holiday and a great time for young and old to get together. What I would urge you is just to plan out what those high-risk things are. Make sure you have lighter fluid, proper lighter fluid mm-hmm. for the barbecue. Think through the access to alcohol and maybe a safe place to do some of those fireworks.
Dr. John Rowland, have a great 4th of July, sir. Thank you for being an ER doctor. We need you.
Oh. Thank you very much. Have a 4th of July.
You betcha. You as well, down in Dallas. ESPN 93.5 7:42. Grace is with me this morning. Gosh, Willard Airport is stopping the United Airlines service. It's not what you thought. You're thinking, gosh, we're not. No, we're using it plenty. We don't have anybody to fly the plane.
That's crazy.
We need pilots.
We do need pilots.
I'm not sure what a starting pilot would make flying a shuttle from Champaign to Chicago, but I don't think it's a ton of money, but it's a start. Wow. Yeah, the announcement, Front Page News Gazette this morning, is United after a little less than a year. The ridership was terrific. We just don't have anybody to drive the boat. So there's that. Pilot shortage is causing this, is what the report is anyway, but I'm pretty confident in saying ridership has been tremendous, and it actually helped American.
Mm-hmm.
So now with United and American, now just American coming up, boy, I think you better book early to leave out of CMI because I would think American will be full. Got kind of used to that extra capacity. All right, don't let the summer pass you by without a trip to Busch Stadium. We're headed down there.
Yes.
Grace is, we got to practice.
Oh, gosh, I'm a little nervous.
Grace is going to throw out the first pitch, we think early August.
I'm hoping I make it.
Well, you're going to stand in front of the mound maybe?
You know, I'll do what I need to do to get it there, but
okay.
I would love if I would not have to walk for it too much.
Okay.
I have three brothers. I should be able to do this.
Well, you can do it. You remember how we learned wave bye-bye and all that?
Yes, wave bye-bye.
Okay. All right.
Do it hard.
Busch Stadium, Cardinals host the Reds the weekend of July 13, 14, 15. Great giveaways all weekend long, including the Adam Wainwright bobblehead presented by SSM Health Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital. Get your tickets now, cardinals.com /promotions. Check your sports coming up. It's Ask the Vet, Dr. Todd Likens. You want to ask a question, dog or cat? 359-2255 is a text. Always text us anything. 359-2255. Sports next. ESPN 93.5. If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewwash in Savoy, online, drivechampagne.com.
Previously on Paying Carp.
Francis Okoro's not coming to Illinois. What really drives me nuts is that how does he not look at this team right now and understand that from day one that he is the starting big man for Illinois for as long as he wants to play? I mean, he would be your starting center, and yet he decided to go to Oregon, and I'm not mad at the kid. It just stinks for Illinois because that is the exact position of need.
Tune in weekdays 4 to 6 as Lante and Mike Carpenter talk everything from Fighting Illini to Cubs, Cards, and Sox right here on ESPN 93.5.
Okay, so we've been lamenting. Heard Tane Carp yesterday just talking about how bad the Cardinals are. But wait, they go to the desert. They shake it up a little bit. Let's check your sports headlines. I'm Stevie J. That's daughter Grace. Grace Cacciatore, Miss Illinois 2018. Look for her in the Rancho Parade tomorrow morning at 9:30 and the Freedom Celebration Parade tomorrow afternoon starting at 11:05. Tomorrow morning, 11:05.
I'll be there. The St. Louis Cardinals looked good last night. Here's your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. And last night in the desert, the Cardinals put up 4 in the first inning, 2 on a base hit by Yadier Molina. Jed Jerko and Jairo Munoz drove in runs. Then back-to-back home runs by Molina and Jerko in the sixth inning helped the Cardinals beat the Diamondbacks 6-3.
Great to see the Cardinals get off on the right foot offensively. Carlos Martinez gave up a run in the first inning. He was a little shaky, but then he settled down, picked up his fifth victory. Bud Norris closed it out later on in the ninth, save number 16.
The Cardinals committed one error, but I thought they looked better in every facet of the game.
They were moving very well on the base paths. They were moving very well defensively. Colt Wong, even though he made the Cardinal error yesterday, he had a very nice game defensively.
So the Cardinals win round one of the three-game series in the desert, beating the Diamondbacks 6-3. Tonight, it's Jack Flaherty against Zach Greinke on the air at 7:45 Central.
The Chicago Cubs has the day off and will open a series at Wrigley this afternoon against the Detroit Tigers. The Cubs starts the day one game out behind Milwaukee in the Central Division and first pitch at 1:20 and heard on U.S. 105.9. The Fighting Illini basketball team have another big man on their roster. Rod Underwood has signed Adonis De La Rosa, who spent the last 2 years at Kent State. He's the second grad transfer that Coach Underwood has signed after Mark Alstorp, the 7-foot, 262-pounder.
A big fella.
Is coming off ACL surgery and probably won't be available until December. The Golden State Warriors have added center DeMarcus Cousins in a one-year, $5.3 million deal. That means the reigning NBA champions now have 5 NBA All-Stars in their starting lineup. And that's for sports.
All right, yeah. Your brother Christian was not happy about DeMarcus Cousins going to Golden State because it is kind of stupid. I mean, when you have that many good players, what's the point? Mm-hmm. No team's going to beat that team if they're healthy. So it's like, okay, we can assemble all the All-Stars and win, but it's not much fun for Memphis. I guess Memphis could do it too, but if you like Golden State, you're the only one happy. The rest of the league's going, wow. DeMarcus Cousins would have gone to the Lakers, might have been game on with LeBron there, and they're adding more pieces down in that West. Anyway, Jeremy Warner after 9, I'm sure he'll have more comments about it. I work for CMI, CMIClean.com. I was over there several weeks ago. Have not really heard much from Betsy Parks, I'm presuming. My performance didn't shut them down, but boy, I sure like being there. They sure are good. Chemical Maintenance, Inc., they're your janitorial supply company. They've got everything. I use that Kyvac touchless cleaning system, like putting your business, gym, daycare, office, restroom through a car wash while removing all the bacteria, no cross-contamination. No touching, and minimal chemical usage. It can also be used to clean carpets and upholstery. It's a complete product machine, project machine. I used it. It's available now at Chemical Maintenance, Inc. Be sure to check out their state-of-the-art floor finishes, Shield 2, for Camelot. Visit CMIClean.com for more information or call 359-6262. Here is your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast.
Today's 50-50 chance of rain with a high around 90. A pretty steamy 4th of July, partly sunny, humid with a high around 90. And Thursday, it's hot and humid with a high around 93. This weekend is cool into the 80s, and it's currently 72.
If you go to Busey, they got a terrific mortgage team, and you want to go with Busey, they just know how to do this. If you've been a homeowner, the experts at Busey Home Mortgage want you to know that you ought to create a budget. You ought to obviously have the proper insurance for your property. Ensure that your locks and doors and windows, all of that works. Make sure you take tax deductions. Obviously, personalize your space, make your house your home, and you always, always, always save for a rainy day. Whether you need tools to budget for your home or you're looking to build, buy, refinance, Busey Home Mortgage is there for you. Visit BuseyMortgage.com for loan programs, rates, and fees. They've ticked up a little bit, kind of the 4.5, 4.75 right now. Mortgage experts at Busey Home Mortgage will guide you every step of the way. Stop by one of their many convenient locations, 800-67-BUSEY, or visit BuseyMortgage.com to get started. Equal housing lender. 751, Ask the Vet. Coming up, you have a question for your dog or cat. 359-2255. Dr. Todd Likens next.
Hey, Cardinals fans, make your way to Busch Stadium the weekend of July 13th, 14th, and 15th. That weekend, the Cardinals host the Cincinnati Reds, and it's loaded with great giveaways for both the adults and the kids. On Friday, July 13th, it's the Cardinals Cowboy Hat Giveaway. Saturday, July 14th, celebrate Adam Wainwright's 2017 Silver Slugger Award with a unique Wainwright bobblehead that highlights that award. On Sunday, July 15th, adults will take home the baseball tote bag, and the kids receive their very own Fred Bird Kids hooded towel. That's the weekend of July 13th, 14th, and 15th. The giveaways are a Cardinals cowboy hat, the Adam Wainwright bobblehead, the Cardinals tote bag that highlights baseball stitches, and the Fred Bird Kids hooded towel. It's all coming up, so get to St. Louis to see the Cardinals face the Reds. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions. There's only one. Cardinals baseball.
Here we go.
I might be wacky, but I want to play.
You have a question, 359-2255.
I'm your best friend, you can get away.
Text line, Dr. Todd Likens. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, Stevie. We're doing great over here.
Busy?
I got hair.
Yes.
Shaking
totally
head.
Busy. Muhammad is incredible today. Thank you, Muhammad.
Okay, because you're doing those $20 washes, which are like $20 underpriced, but anyway.
You know, clean dogs for the holidays, that's my thing.
You don't have any openings today, right?
No, I wish I did.
He laughed at us. He laughed at us. That's what happens when you get on the radio and you start talking about stuff. Grace, what did you have for Dr. Todd?
Yes, so our dog Charlie, you know Charlie, he's a big eater. And he just really looks forward to food. But he just constantly comes and just barks at us until we feed him, just at random points throughout the day.
Yeah.
So what's the solution to make him happy without giving him all of those calories?
Baby carrots would be my guess.
Baby carrots.
We have that, don't we?
You know, if the motion you're going through is more important than the actual volume of food you're giving him. So when he begs and you make this carrot, you just look at it like you're going to eat it and just make it the best thing in the whole world. He's going to say, oh, this is good. This is good. And so he's not a calorie counter. He's into the process.
Yeah. I think it's very human to graze. I mean, we all graze and he grazes, but he grazes. I mean, do you know what it's like to have the dog come to your ear in the middle of the night and pant?
And with this holiday going on, my bed shakes in the middle of the night, and it's not too late to already get their whatever drugs we need to help your dogs get through this awful holiday for dogs.
Yeah, what do we do for the holiday?
My dogs hate it.
What do we do? I mean, obviously you've got too many dogs to do much, but because sometimes I turn on the radio loud in the house.
Yep, basements are great. A lot of people tell me I've been talking to people and people will tell me they'll take them to the basement where they don't hear the noise as much. And playing with them is always a good thing. Even it's one of the therapies for thunderstorms is to play with them, to get them distracted from the noise and everything.
Would it be tantamount to you coming to my studio and scratching your fingernails on a chopboard? Would it be that, like what the dogs think about the 4th of July?
Absolutely. I just, you know, not all dogs, but there are so many of them that just don't handle this well. And your mannerisms have got to reflect your calm, too, because they're going to feed off you. If you get worked up because they're worked up, they're going to get worse.
Yeah.
So you've got to be the calm one and just make everything as normal as you can.
Yeah, because Charlie went out this morning and started barking at, I don't know, a bird. And I looked out and I said, hey. And he looked back and I said, it's okay. It's all right. He said, okay.
He's going to keep you safe from birds.
Yeah, I thought it was a diving hawk. Come on, get off my case. Anyway, so again, the recommendation is distract them inside, basement, the loud pops and stuff. Any way to describe how acute hearing can be in dogs?
How acute it can be?
I mean, they're so good at it. They hear so much we don't hear, thus exasperating the problem of high whistle pops, boom, boom, boom. They don't know what the heck that is.
Yeah, it's something new to them, you know. It's like it's kind of a learned response too. That if they react to it, it's because they've learned that it's something that's not pleasant on their ears. I'm sure it sounds a lot louder to them than it does to us.
Yep.
So, okay, baby carrots is on our list as a solution. So what about...
Anything you're eating is probably good for your baby. Because I know you're on a strict diet.
Yeah, she is.
So we have a lot of broccoli on hand. Is that something that would...
Okay.
That's fine, too.
What about tilapia?
Oh, I you know what? Put me on that list.
Oh, my goodness.
Tilapia, salmon. What else are you eating?
Brussels sprouts.
Yeah,
you know... You know, I've got my Taste the Wild salmon formula, so you know that's very popular.
Your Taste the Wild dog food is outstanding. I just had Bella eating too much of it, or maybe it's her age. At some point, these dogs getting heavier is a toughie, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Hey, I want to throw in here too. You guys are talking about what's safe to eat for dogs. We can email people. I think Caleb put a list of 120 different things that are dangerous for your dog to eat.
Wow.
So anybody wants that list, we can sure send it to you.
All right, that's awesome. Hey, have a great 4th. How do people reach you, Todd?
Hey, we're at 355 Pets or 586 Pets, and we're at Kirby and Manis, and we're by the police station in Muhammad, and normally I do accept more grooming, but not today.
Not today, and tell me your clothes tomorrow, please.
I'm gonna mow my lawn tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I better use sunscreen, because I'm afraid I might burn a little bit.
Because you have a ride or a push? Tell me you have a rider.
Oh, hey, we have 12 acres. I have my Dixie chopper with a 6-foot cut, and I go out there and I feel like I could get something done.
That's awesome.
Daniel Boone was a man, baby. Good job, Todd. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Congratulations, Missy.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Todd Likens, a vet pro at Madison Kirby and Champaign Veritable Zoo, when you go in.
Truly, too.
His dogs are. So we essentially put them on your diet.
I know. Well, hop on board, Charlie. We can all be on this Miss America diet together.
So when I have a carrot, I'm going to go, oh, man.
This is so good.
So good.
You're missing out.
Charlie go, okay.
That's interesting. It is the motions that we go through.
It
he just likes us walking over to his food bowl and putting something in it, whether it's an ice cube or a carrot.
Exactly. All right. Good strategy. Good session. Good talk.
Good talk.
Habib, and this is your motivational minute. This week is the 4th of July. Every 4th of July is a time of remembrance for me. I remember when I first arrived in America. I remember how nice the people were to me. I recall the good deeds done by people, repeated good deeds. Good people represented a good America to me, and for that, I am grateful. Now, 4.5 decades later, it's easy to forget my first years here. And the contrast between the peace we have in this country versus the hell that is back there. It's normal to forget. That's why the Jews were commanded to remember their deliverance by teaching it to their children, talking about it when they sat home and when they lie down when they got up, so that their days and the days of their children may be many. It's easy to forget, so every year I put flags in my yard, many flags, a simple way for me to remember. Will you do something this week to remind you of the goodness of America? I'm Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute. Happy 4th of July to you and your whole family.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter of Country Arbors Nursery. Country Arbors is your home of locally grown annuals, perennials, trees, and shrubs. And now all annuals are 50% off. Yes, all baskets, flats, and pots are 50% off. Petunias, zinnias, begonias, and coleus, all 50% off. And these aren't leftover plants. These have been watered every day and consistently fertilized, so there's still tens of thousands of beautiful plants at half the cost. Tropical and foliage plants are all 30% off. So come out to Country Arbors Nursery. Locally grown annuals and tropicals grown right here in Urbana, but now at half the cost. You can visit countryarbors.com for more information and directions.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.